Maya Seal removed two photographs from her briefcase. She held them face in against her skirt. This thing was all going to come down to timing.
"Miss Seal," came the judge's voice, impatient. "We're waiting."
Belén Vázquez, Maya's client, had suffered terrible abuse at the hands of her husband, Elian. There were extensive ER records to prove it. One morning, a few months back, Belén had snapped. She'd stabbed her husband while he was sleeping, and then cut off his head with a pair of garden shears. Then she'd driven around for an entire day in her green Hyundai Elantra with the severed head mounted on the dash. Either nobody noticed, or nobody wanted to get involved. Eventually, a cop had pulled her over for running a light, and she'd managed to stuff the head in the glove compartment. The good news, from Maya's perspective, was that the prosecution had only one piece of solid physical evidence to use against Belén. The bad news was that the evidence was a head.
"I'm ready, Your Honor."
Maya placed a reassuring hand on her client's shoulder. Then she walked slowly to the witness box, where Officer Jason Shaw sat waiting, his Distinguished Service Medal displayed prominently on the lapel of his blue LAPD uniform.
"Officer Shaw," she said, "what happened when you pulled over Mrs. Vasquez's car?"
"Well, ma'am, like I was saying, my partner remained behind Mrs. Vasquez's vehicle while I approached her window."
He was going to be one of those cops who did the ma'am thing with her, wasn't he? Maya hated the ma'am thing. Not because she was 36, which she had to admit was probably ma'am-worthy, but because it was such a transparent attempt to make her seem stuck up. She tucked her short, dark hair behind her ear.
"And when you approached the window, did you observe Mrs. Vasquez sitting in the driver's seat?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"Did you ask her for her license and registration?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"Did she give them to you?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"Did you ask her for anything else?"
"I asked her why there was blood on her hands."
Officer Shaw paused.
"Ma'am."
"And what did Mrs. Vasquez tell you?"
"She said that she cut her hand in the kitchen."
"And did she present any evidence to support her claim?"
"Yes, ma'am. She showed me the bandage across her right palm."
"Did you ask her anything else?"
"I asked her to step out of the vehicle."
"Why?"
"Because there was blood on her hands."
"But hadn't she given you a perfectly reasonable explanation for the blood?"
"I wanted to investigate further."
"Why did you need to investigate further?" Maya asked. "If Mrs. Vasquez had given you a reasonable explanation."
Shaw looked at her as if she were a hall monitor sending him to the principal's office for some minor infraction.
"Intuition," he said.
Maya actually felt sorry for the poor guy right then. The prosecutor hadn't prepped him well.
"I'm sorry, officer. Can you describe your intuition in more detail?"
"Maybe I saw some of the head."
He was only digging himself in deeper.
"Maybe," Maya repeated slowly, "you saw some of the head."
"It was dark,"
Shaw admitted.
"But maybe I subconsciously noticed some of the hair, like the hair on the head sticking out of the glove compartment."
She glanced at the prosecutor. He silently scratched at his white beard while Shaw single-handedly detonated his case. "Time for the photographs." Maya held up one in each hand. The two photos showed different angles of a man's head stuffed inside a glove compartment. Elian Vasquez had a buzz cut and a thin, unkempt mustache crusted with blood. There was a streak of crimson across his cheek. The head had clearly bled out elsewhere, and then later been stuffed into the compartment, on top of the worn Hyundai manual and old registration cards.
"Officer, did you take these photographs on the night in question?"
She handed them to him.
"I did, ma'am."
"Do they not show the head entirely inside the glove compartment?"
"The head is in the glove compartment, ma'am."
"Was the glove compartment closed when you asked Mrs. Vasquez to exit her vehicle?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"So how could you have maybe seen the head if it was entirely inside the glove compartment?"
"I don't know, but I mean, we found it in there when we searched. You can't tell me the head wasn't in there, because it was."
"I'm asking why you searched the car in the first place."
She had blood on her hands.
Didn't you say a moment ago that you maybe saw hair poking out of the glove compartment? I can have the court reporter read that back to you.
No, I mean, there was the blood. Maybe I saw some hair. I don't know. Intuition, like I said.